what we're doing.
That's my second favorite Brad Pitt out of blue nowhere exploding head bit. It's my second favorite
What's your
one.
first favorite? What's your first favorite?
There's a movie where George Clooney shoots him in the head and he's hiding in his closet and jumps out to scare him like, ha ha ha, and George Clooney blows his head clean off his body. It is horrifying, but great nonetheless.
Are you watching the scene right now?
No.
You are, aren't you?
No, I'm really not. No, OBS disconnected like halfway through that.
What the fuck is OBS?
The thing that streams, so our stream just got cut in half.
Oh.
So I'm gonna just keep going. You're good.
That's weird.
Yeah, you guys just keep going. I'll edit all this out.
No, you're fine. So honestly, I'm liking seeing Daniel Radcliffe and shit. I'm finally glad to see him getting out of the Harry Potter shadow. I know what one of his first movies right after Harry Potter was what, The Woman in Black?
That is correct.
That was such a good movie. Fuck, I don't
2011.
give a fuck what anyone says. That movie was fucking terrifying.
And I could not have pictured a better movie for him to go out on or to try to switch up roles on. Because you think about it, he was in what, Harry Potter from 2001 to 2011? Yeah, I just was dating Carly, so it was 2011. That the last movie came in. So he for 10 years he was Harry Potter, and that's all everyone knew him as. But then he started finally getting into these roles. The ones that stand out to me, Woman in Black, fucking love that. Scared the absolute dog shit
Yeah,
out of
that
Carly.
movie's so good.
I fucking love that movie. And then the other one that stands out to me is Now You See Me 2.
Was he in that?
Yes.
Yeah. He played the
I
same
didn't know he
role.
was in that.
So
Dude,
good.
he played the
It's so
same
good.
role in that movie as he
The
played in
exact.
I haven't seen that
Dude,
movie in so long that
now
I.
you say this, that was the exact same role.
Because
Holy shit.
I remember Morgan Freeman being in that movie as like one of the bad guys.
And then Alfred. I don't remember his name, but
I'm
Alfred's
gonna
in it.
look it up because he deserves recognition.
He no, it's
Michael
like Alan
Caine.
something. What?
It's Michael Caine.
It is Michael Caine.
Who the fuck is Alan? Oh, I'm thinking about Alan Rickman. Never mind. Huh.
Real
Wrong
snake.
guy.
Alan Rickman. 10 points away from Gryffindor. Sorry, go ahead.
No. Doesn't do it for me. No, but now that you say that, he does play the same spoiled rich kid looking for something as he does in Lost City compared to Now You See Me 2. Now that you say that, Joe. I put that together. Holy shit. So, hey guys, if you like Daniel Radcliffe, Now You See Me 2, you're going to want to watch The Lost City just for him. And I love the scene at the end when he gets off the island and he sees the boat coming. And he looks at his gun and throws it and starts to act all frantic. He's like, oh, I didn't have a gun. What are you talking
I
about?
love like my thing with that is like, why would you throw it in the sand next to you? Throw it in the water. Like the fuck? Like he throws it behind him in the sand where someone can still see it. It's like throw it in the water. Shit sinks.
Or
No.
when they finally out him on the boat and he gets up and starts running, and the weird dude that's in love with that chick, I don't remember her name, that's like infatuated with her.
Oscar
And he goes,
Nunez. Oscar Nunez is the weird guy you're talking about. He was
yeah.
in The
No,
Office.
I was like, oh, I didn't watch The Office, not a fan of
Well, a
it.
lot of
Sorry, people.
people, a lot of us are, so I'm bringing it up.
That's what I'm saying. Sorry, people. I know there's a lot of people that love The Office. I apologize. I'm a Parks and Rec fan. I
I
know
like
we're
Parks
enemies
and
now.
Rec.
Dude, most people that like The Office hate Parks and Rec,
And vice
and vice
versa.
versa. Yeah,
It's like
that's just how.
you like one or the other. You don't like both.
Hey, but that's
Not
where I
to,
feel Chris Pratt.
as far as Oscar Nunez goes, I think he's contractually obligated for a bit part in most Sandra Bullock movies anymore.
Yes.
I mean, he was in the one with Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock, yeah. The Proposal.
The Proposal.
He was in that.
I didn't know.
I like that movie.
He's just a part of her clique, you know? The same way as, like, if Adam Sandler's in a movie, you can expect these seven people to also be in that movie at some point.
Chris Rock, James, David Spade, who else?
Rob Schneider.
Rob Schneider. Oh, is
Steve
this
Steve Buscemi coming back again.
Dude, see, he's in everybody's circle. He's like, man, who's the crazy guy?
No, that's the thing with Adam Sandler. Adam Sandler's a real one. He's like, if I'm getting a movie, I'm bringing all my boys to be in the movie with me. They're getting a paycheck, too. Might not be as big as mine, but they're getting a paycheck,
Oscar Isaac with Eric, what's his name? Eric Taylor in Moon Knight? Was that his name, Eric Taylor?
I don't know.
The bad guy.
Hold on.
I don't remember his real name.
I don't even know.
Ethan Hawke.
Ethan Hawke. That's what it was. Sorry, Ethan Hawke. I apologize.
That's the thing. I didn't even know what actor you're talking about. So, like, it wasn't.
No, you're good. They're neighbors in real life and, like, really good friends. And Oscar Isaac is literally the guy who got him the job. He went in and he was like, hey, guys, you're going to hire Ethan Hawke. And he did a few reads, and they're like, okay, yeah, you're hired. And that's how he became the bad guy in Moon Knight.
Which he was phenomenal at.
Yeah.
He was so good. He was so good.
The reason I say spoiler alert is because I'm usually that guy who waits forever to fucking watch shit.
It's true. I'm kind of pissed off with Doctor Strange, because, like, everyone knows the
Hold on. Are you about to spoil the movie?
No. The warning is 2 weeks. You know, it's like, that's the rule. After 2 weeks of the movie's release, then you can start posting about it. Dude, I'm talking like the day after, or 2 days after. I was seeing everything. And I'm like, I literally had to mute the words Doctor Strange, Multiverse, and Multiverse of Madness on Twitter. Like, I had to mute those so they wouldn't pop up on my feed.
Crazy. That is too funny.
It's, like, I've pretty much seen Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness at this point.
You know who we didn't have to mute? Sandra Bullock's best friend in this movie. He was balls to the wall trying to find her. I get it. She was her main source of income because this chick was her editor.
Oh, the editor. I was like, who the fuck is she talking about?
Her literary
agent. She was the wall.
Yeah. It's what Carrie Bradshaw should be doing. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Reference. I apologize.
Yes, that was Daveen Joy Randolph playing Beth Hatton. So there you go.
So, I mean, basically, you have a 15, 20, 20, 30 fucking minutes into this thing? You basically have a romance novelist that has deciphered hieroglyphics of some sort in her novel. A spoiled rich kid is like, ooh, I want something that nobody else has because my brother swindled me out of millions of dollars, but I still have a trust fund, and I have all of this expenses to get where I'm. Hey, but here's every kind of cheese in the fucking world, but you're going to help me. But I love how that was a running gag through the entire fucking movie is, oh, hey, you have any cheese? Or when they fucking wreck the car and he tosses her two fucking things of cheese. Oh,
yeah,
hey,
they get down there, and he's like, here's water, here's cheese, I brought you all these things.
I know you, cheese. And there's always those awkward eye fucking contacts, too, at the same time. I'm like, no, come on. This is just getting fucking annoying. But that's the only guys they had to go with, I guess.
And then Sandra Bullock saw his dick and was like, whoa. Look at that thing.
Oh, my God. It's a fucking python.
Right? Like, dude, you came out of that water with more than leeches on you, boy.
Yeah, hey, you better turn around. I gotta make sure it's not down there. Oh my God, get it.
Hold on, can we talk about two? Her character, she was not interested in Dash at all. Not one bit. Yeah. Then she saw his ween. And then guess what? That's when she's like, well, I don't know. We could both sleep in the hammock. Get the fuck out of here. We know what you're fucking doing. Get to your fucking...
The whole 5-minute scene of them getting in and out of the fucking hammock?
We know what the fuck you're doing. You ain't fucking...
The physical comedy. The physical comedy with a hammock is hilarious.
Oh, it's great.
Sandra Bullock does some of that physical awkwardness comedy bit better than most people. And then she always has. I mean, it's...
I feel like she legitimately doesn't like when people touch her.
Miscongeniality or whatever.
Miscongeniality?
Yeah, there we go. Thanks. Sorry. I'm sorry. I had my 1-year-old's birthday party today. As soon as I got home, I started fucking pounding beers. I apologize.
Fantastical.
I prefer to drink them.
Yeah, I don't like pounding beers either.
You gotta take me pound down. Pound town. Pound town. There we go. Anyways, she wanted to take Channing Tatum to Pound Town, but he was like, "Nah,
you were mean to me, so now we're not friends."
No, you're safe now.
You're safe now. No, that was my line. I was supposed to say that.
There goes Brad Pitt's head.
Booyah.
I think it's in my mouth.
Oh my God, I think his brains are on me. Oh, this is so gross.
I taste them. That whole car scene was probably the best scene in the entire movie.
It absolutely was. I mean, it changed the entire complexity of the movie situation at that point. Yeah. When the only competent person in the room gets executed. gotta figure out something else here. And it let Channing Tatum be the awkward dude that he is. You know, I think the movie played to his strengths as far as the cast. I don't hate anything about the movie. You know, when we get the sequel to it with the Jewel of the Nile at some point in the next 3 years, I'll probably watch that too. You know, at some point it'll become the Spaceball Star Wars type watch marathon at some point. I really think it could probably hold up because it doesn't do a lot of dated jokes and things like that. So it could probably have some legs and maybe some viewership cult-wise. I don't think Tyler's ever going to watch this damn thing again. But if it comes on television, I probably won't turn it off or see what else is going on. Just, you know, nostalgia on two different levels. So it's not bad for me.
It's a very good, like, if you're just sitting around one night, you know, the family, friends, whatever, and it's just like, oh, let's just turn something on to turn it on. Knowing that, like, whatever you turn on is not going to be the main focus. Like, oh, well, this is pretty funny at times. Like, just throw it on.
It is a family-friendly movie. I will give it that.
It's a great family movie.
Except for the blood splatter.
No, maybe not for the kids at that point. It's a great date night movie. Let's say that. Perfect date night movie.
Yes, there you go. Perfect date night movie. Would Jeff?
I would definitely agree with that. It is a good date movie.
I don't know. I don't know.
I would watch.
I'll watch the sequel because my hope that for the sequel is it's literally Brad Pitt trying to kill them. That's my goal. He's not dead.
Okay, see, here's the thing. His brains were literally on Channing Tatum's chin.
Nope, that was only 10% of his brain.
Don't give a fuck if it was 1%. No. If the bullet had enough velocity to take brain, With that much blood, that motherfucker's dead. He is laying in the woods of that island.
You realize two things. One, it's a fucking movie. Two, it's Brad Pitt.
There was a volcano. Here's the thing. The reason they killed him so early is that they couldn't afford him.
Go watch the end credit scene. Go watch the fucking credit scene. It explains how it is, and that's fine. You know what? It is what it is. You can say what you want, but the movie says otherwise.
You're going to tell me you can afford a whole movie that has a cast that's Channing Tatum, Sandra Bullock, and Brad Pitt? What the fuck's your budget, buddy? Because holy
shit.
Budget. Come on, man.
Jeff, what do you think the budget?
Cast Camille and Nanjiani as a villain in the next one. It'll be funny. It'll be good. It'll fit. It'd be good. Brad Pitt,
No, fuck it. I want Brad Pitt. Fuck that. Give him half the budget. I don't give a shit.
No. No one got to pay for it.
I mean, it probably won't be good, honestly, but it's okay. I don't care. I'm not paying for it.
Exactly. As far as we look at it, it's like, fuck it. Pay all of them. Bring them all back. Have Brad Pitt go bust Daniel Radcliffe out of jail while you're at it.
I'm just saying, with how the end of the fucking movie was, it says he literally says the words, "I'm coming for you." That's literally what he says.
Who does?
So, blame the fucking goddamn Brad Pitt in the fucking end credit scene. Jesus fucking Christ.
He was in the end credit scene.
I just goddamn said that. Holy, I'm sorry for the religious people. I take it back. I just said that. I literally just said he was in the end credit scene, and I went over what he fucking said.
Yeah, literally just now.
No, I said that a while ago.
No, fucking you didn't make clear.
I said, Brad Pitt came fucking back, and he was like, oh.
No, you were saying that you wanted Brad Pitt to come back.
No, I said he was in the end credit scene, and Channing Tatum, Sandra Bullock, was sitting there in the fucking yoga studio. It pans off of Channing, and there's fucking Brad Pitt sitting right there, and Channing Tatum's on drugs. Oh my god, I thought you were dead. This is Jeff, you heard me say this earlier.
I didn't hear it.
I'm just goddamn done talking. Go ahead. Just finish it. No, fucking done. Your goal is to piss me off, Dylan. I'm fucking pissed off. Go ahead.
That really wasn't. I didn't even do that.
I cannot take credit for that.
No, Hunter did that.
That is monstrous.
It is what it is. Whatever. I don't care. What do you think the budget was?
With that cast, I'm going to say at least 1.2 mil.
Jeff?
God, dude. I don't see it being that expensive. It was like, not a lot of scenery. I'd say like 70-ish, $70 million. I'm gonna say $72 million.
$5 million.
And they couldn't get better 60, CGI for the background. 60, holy shit.
$65 million.
How much?
65.
No shit. That's crazy.
The CGI was so bad at times.
Well, that's why I said it probably wasn't super expensive. But I don't know.
It must cost more to get those three in a movie than we thought.
Yeah.
How much do you think you grossed?
Did it? Was it in theaters or was it just on streaming platforms?
Yep.
It was?
No, it was in the theater. I saw it in the movie theater when it came out.
Oh, yeah. See, I didn't know if it was. Go ahead, Jeff, because I have no clue right now.
No, you're going to piggyback off of him.
No, I'm not. I never piggyback. I just happened to pick.
He just like 1.2 million, and Jeff was like, nah, fucking 70 mil. Nah.
I'm going to go. I don't know, man. Like,
I'm thinking like 600 million.
What? No, God, no. Like, I doubt this thing topped. I bet it didn't break 100 mil yet. Because it's not going to play in like the rest of the world really well. I'd say less than $100 million, dude. Probably like, I don't know. I don't know if it made its budget back yet. Jesus.
As of right now.
Hold on, can I ask one more question? Ah, shit, never mind. Go ahead. I was going to ask when it released. Because if it was around Valentine's Day, that changes things since it's like a good date night.
It was way after that.
Was it?
Okay.
It was
March 12th. It's not a too old movie. Yeah, it actually released overseas before it did in the U.S. But 165 million.
Really?
Yep.
That's
I got it wrong. The budget was 68 million, not 65.
It's still a lot for having really shitty CGI.
You know what? I'm glad if it made 100 mil over its production budget, we should see a sequel.
Yeah, we'll get a sequel. You know? That's the thing though. You get Channing Tatum in a movie, regardless of Sandra Bullock and Brad Pitt. Because I don't think Brad Pitt was like even labeled as being in the movie before it came out.
People are not going to sit there and watch a movie just because of Channing Tatum. It's not going to be fucking watching Mike every fucking goddamn movie.
Okay, you know how many women are expecting that though? All of them. Do you know how many women will go to a movie just because Channing Tatum's in it? A lot.
I didn't hear a fucking word you said.
The movie doesn't even have to be good. If Channing Tatum is in it, women will go to see it. Straight women,
sounds
at
good.
Least.
How people will go to see it?
Well, you can't just put Magic Mike 3 out there. It might do big business for a little bit, but it's not going to have any legs. You know, so having a good cast, good chemistry between the people is important. You know, so hopefully we'll see a sequel. You know, not with Brad Pitt, since he's obviously bad.
Can't go wrong with Sandra Bullock. She's a fucking classic. Who doesn't fucking love her? You can't tell me I'm wrong. She's a classic.
I don't think Scarlett Johansson likes her. Whatever.
Say that again?
I don't think Scarlett Johansson likes her a whole lot, but whatever.
Who does Scarlett Johansson like?
Nobody.
Chris Evans.
Chris Evans.
She loves Chris Evans.
They should just get together. Anyway, what do you think the Rotten Tomato scores are?
Oh,
like
68%.
68, and then fan, I'll say 72.
I'll go lower than that. I'll go like 50 and 70.
Ooh, wrong and wrong.
Who was close? Hold on, who was closer?
Honestly, I was looking for my numbers. I wasn't listening. 79 and 83. So
I was closer.
What? First of all, like, how are critics loving this movie?
Yeah, they love this movie. There's not obviously that many critics out there that can be certified onto. It is certified fresh, by the way. There's out of 235 critics that reviewed it, they gave us 79%.
That's actually surprising.
That scene kind of sucked.
I didn't think it would be that high.
The sequel is going to be horrible.
Oh, it's going to be awful. I'm still going to watch it, but it's going to be awful.
Juul and I was good.
Is that, you know what's funny about that? I sent you guys that picture earlier about it. Did you get it?
Uh-uh.
I'm not going to repeat anything that went along with it, but that actually popped up on my show to watch.
Oh, shit. It sure did. That's funny on lots of different levels.
Yeah. Yes. No, I just got done watching you know what it was? What was that fucking movie, Jeff? That you love the weapon out of. You know what I'm talking about?
Crawl, baby. Crawl.
Crawl. Yeah. That popped up on HBO. It's on HBO now. And I saw it. I was like, oh my god. Jeff obviously loves that. I got to take a look at that, see what it's all about. And I clicked on it.
It's so bad, but it's amazing.
It's so bad, it's good, right? Yep, and so I clicked absolutely. On it. And I was like, what?
I'm like, absolutely, man. So bad, it is good.
I clicked on it. I was like, oh man, I'm so excited. Jeff talks about this. I'm gonna save it. So I saved it, and I scrolled down. I'm gonna say, what else is what does this suggest that's like this? And I scroll over. I was like, oh, it's Juul of the Nile. Except for we're not gonna get semantics. Anyways, what do you think the IMDb score of this movie was?
Well, since they scored a 79, I'm gonna say like a seven. I'm gonna say a seven, since it's combined. I'll say seven.
Senor Jeff.
7.3.
6.3.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I feel like IMDb is a lot harder. See, that, you know, we say that every time. It is very difficult to fucking pick these because there's two completely different scoring systems for the most part, from what I can understand. Like, I'm looking at it and it says, hold on, I want to see if I can get, oh no, it's just, you just give a fucking button. That's all you do is push a button.
Gross.
I'm gonna give it an 8. That's what I would score it.
Because since we're retired the good old drunk-o-meter, what I'm gonna do is to would suggest a beer or a cocktail to go with this one. Dislike it. If I was going to say this one, this would be one that I got some really nice Cointreau, some beautiful limes, hand squeezed, to make a great margarita, and then bottom shelf rot gut tequila. It has a lot of things that are really good to go with it to start with. But there's a little couple of things that are just off enough to where you go, this was pretty good, but there's something wrong with it. And that's what I would go with. It starts out like a really nice, margarita, and just kind of falls flat a little bit with not polishing the right things or paying enough attention to all the details. So that's what I'm going to go with as far as a drink for this one. What about you guys?
For me? You go to a restaurant and it's like you sit down and you say, hey, can I get a whiskey? And they ask you what you want. You're like, oh, no, give me the house. It doesn't matter. Give me the house. But as soon as they sat down the house whiskey and you take a sip of it, you regret it, but you're going to keep pushing through it. And once you finish it, they're like, hey, do you want another? And by the time you finish, you're like, yeah, go ahead and send me another. And the other that I'm talking about is going to be the sequel. I'm going to watch it. But it's this one's like a house whiskey. You're not a huge fan of it, but because you paid for it, you're going to finish it.
I'm thinking for my guys out there, grab your favorite beer, put a couple back. You know, for my ladies, if you're a beer, if you like beer more, go for a beer or just get you a nice Cabernet, you know, just something to sip on, you know, something to get you feeling all right during this movie. And the movie will do the rest because it wasn't an awful movie. Like, I don't know if I'll watch it again. I might, though, which is more than I can say about some of the ones that we've done.
Amen.
Fresh? I'm going to totally watch that. Dude, okay, hold on.
We're never watching that again.
I tricked someone into watching it, and I'm waiting for them to fucking call me and flip out.
Who?
If I just walk up and punch you in the mouth.
Hopefully. That's what you deserve after your review of Fresh.
I fucking love Fresh. Fresh was
great. Because you're a fucking psychopath.
No, no. You know what? No, guys, if you guys want to hear our review of Fresh, please go listen to that episode. It was really good.
Yeah, go listen to Tyler talk about how much he loved it.
You just have some degenerates that don't appreciate the acting range and skill of certain actors that you never see anymore, other than brooding, brute force, asshole type characters. Anyways, Dylan.
No, we just don't enjoy watching people get eaten.
You don't watch anyone get eaten. You just watch their body parts get eaten. Anyways, spoiler alert. Anyways, continue. Dylan, would you recommend this movie?
Yeah. If it depends on the circumstance, really, for this movie. Like, if someone was like, I need a really good movie to watch. Like, I want something that's going to, like, bring me into the story. Like, really, like, just something really good. This isn't the movie I'm going to. If someone tells me, like, hey, you know, me and the lady or, you know, me and my boyfriend, like, we need something to watch. Just something that, you know, just like it doesn't have to be the best movie ever, but something that's, like, kind of good. Yes, I would 100% recommend it. But if someone's asking me, like, best movie you've ever seen, I want to watch it. What is it? It's not going to be this.
First of all, no one ever is going to tell you the best movie they've ever seen in a romantic comedy.
I feel like there's at least one.
I just don't think that's the list.
And her name is Beth.
This is War with Reese Witherspoon, Chris Pine, and Tom Hardy is actually pretty fucking funny. Yes, I said what I said.
We heard you.
Yeah, we heard it. It's just okay.
Oh yeah, Hunter. I hate the entire cast. I don't care. I don't give a fuck what Hunter thinks.
Hunter, based off of what we've said, how would you are you gonna watch this movie? Not watch it? What you thinking, bud?
It's alright. I mean, wouldn't be my first choice because that's not my kind of movie, but
it's understandable. I mean,
not really a romantic kind of comedy kind of person, but if you're into it, from the reviews, it sounds all right.
All right, we appreciate your input. Appreciate you, buddy.
Thanks, man.
All right, guys, you got any closing comments? I think we're done, right? Anyone else got anything else they want to throw in?
Jeff,
I think we got it wrapped up for this evening, folks.
I hope so.
Y'all go and try and listen to the podcast, and absolutely give the movie a watch if you want to. Leave us a comment. Let us know if we're completely full of shit or if you agree with this. Which would be kind of hard to. You're gonna have to be on somebody's side on this, guys. You know, I think we have a pretty varied view of what it was. We agreed on some of the things that we enjoyed most about it. And we hope you come back for the next one.
No, I cannot. Jeff, you said it. You said it perfectly. I cannot agree more with you on that one. This was another episode of Movies, Brews, and Reviews. I'm Tyler. Obviously, we had Jeff and Dylan and the occasional Hunter. It was great. Leave us a review, please. Wherever you listen to podcasts, follow us on Twitter, hit us up. We're always interacting with everybody. We're talking, you know, we're always about talking movies. That's one of the reasons why we started this podcast to begin with. I mean, you had the three of us who we love drinking. Well, two out of the three love drinking. One occasionally drinks.
I occasionally.
But yeah, you're the occasional. But, you know, it is what it is. Leave us a review. Follow us on Twitter. Hit us up. If you have a movie you want us to review, let us know.
Tell us, please. We need to hear from you guys. You guys run the whole show. Like, if you tell us a movie, I guarantee you that gets done next episode. Doesn't matter what we have planned.
I promise you at least one of three will like it.
We are here for the people.
Well, you're not The Rock, but trying to be the people's choice. Anyways,
yes,
if you have any, like I said, if you have any questions, concerns, or anything, hit us up. Let us know at MBRpod on Twitter. We got an email, but I don't really – oh, it's MBRpod at Gmail, but not many people email anymore.
Exactly. You know. Just use Twitter like a normal person.
I don't read my work emails.
That's what I'm saying.
Anyway, hit us up. Twitter. Let us know. This is Movies, Brews, and Reviews. No copyright infringement is intended. These are the opinions of three drunk idiots, or two and a half drunk idiots that love to have fun. Actually, it's just one drunk idiot and two putting up with me at this moment. Y'all take it easy. Y'all have a great night. And love you. Okay.
I did not mean to do that. I forgot you could hear me, dude. I was testing myself. Bro.
Tyler left. He is so fired up, son.
He is so mad. The crickets got him.
Dude, I was testing my sound. I forgot you could hear me. That's why my mic's been muted this whole time, because I've just been listening to sound.
Oh my.
Dude, he's so pissed off.
He's so mad. Tyler, I know you're going to listen to this. We love you, buddy. We really do.
Oh.
I seen my mic light up, and I was like, oh, shit.
The Stone Cold glass break, though, that shit was so good. Alright, guys. Tyler's gone. We pushed it too far. We love you. If you have a recommendation, let us know on Twitter. Tyler ran through it all before Hunter hit the Stone Cold on him.
I did not mean to do that.
Let us know what you think. We'll hear you on the next one.